chick bring me down in a relationship. Saving, babysit, you make me sick. Superman ain't saving. Girl, you can jump on Shady's. Straight from the hip, cut to the chase. I tell them to a face. Play no games, say no names. Ever since I broke up with what's her face, I'm a different man. Kiss my lips. Why ask? Kiss my, get my cash. I'd rather have you with my. Don't put out, I'll put you out. Won't get out, I'll push you out. Puss blew out, poppin' on fire to put you out. Am I too nice? Buy you ice. Wouldn't buy you life. Would you tryna be my new wife? What, you Mariah? Fly through twice. But I do know one thing, no. They come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk on that runway.
I can't be your Superman, can't be your Superman, can't be your Superman, can't be your Superman. I can't be your Superman, can't be your Superman, can't be your Superman, your Superman, your Superman.
Don't get me wrong, no secret, everybody knows. Yeah, we, so what, that's about as far as your buddy goes. We'll be friends, I'll call you again, I'll chase you around every bar you attend. Never know what kind of car I'll be in. How much you be partying in? You don't want that, neither do I. I don't wanna flip when I see you with guys. Too much pride between you and I. Not a jealous man, but females lie. But I guess that's just what do. How could it ever be just us two? I never loved you enough to trust you. We just met and I just. But I do know one thing, no. They come, they go.
Alright, check, check. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. I spit this. I spit this. All right. We on in a minute, ladies and gentlemen. What are you talking about? Radio.Dominican.edu.
I think I want you too. I think I love you, baby. I think I love you too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world. I wanna grow together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world.
Oh boy, you drive me crazy.
You make me hurt.
First thing you said,
I'm not. I hang around big stars all day. I don't see what the big deal is anyway. You're just plain old Marshall to me.
Ooh yeah, girl, run that game.
Haley Jade, I love that name. Love that tattoo, what's that say? That's great.
First off, you don't know Marshall at all, so don't grow partial.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime!
Sucker!
Are you ready?
What's up, everybody? This is DJ P-Yob.
What up, boys and girls? This is DJ T-Baby. This is What Are You Talking About? Let's go!
Get it!
You think it's your
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Life.
Takes me back to the old days.
I love wrestling.
Yeah. Huh. Huh.
Bah.
Huh.
Huh. Hachu.
Huh.
Huh. Hachu.
Huh. Boom. Bless you.
Musty.
T-Baby.
Ash Ketchum.
T-Baby.
What?
Bow, bow. Bow, bow. Bow, bow. Bow, bow. Bow, bow. Bow, bow.
God, I love wrestling. I love wrestling.
They don't
wrestling.
Make them like they used to.
T, they made wrestling a long time ago, and I think it's still the same entertainers.
Yeah, is that right, P?
Yeah, Jimmy Sookify Slucka?
Well, that may be true, but ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ T-Baby.
And this is DJ P-Yob.
And this is the second episode of another season of What Are You Talking About?
That's right, that's right, that's right.
And we have a jam-packed show for us. T-Yab, why don't you tell them what we got in store?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new segment called What Has Happened Today. T-Baby in the studio, he's got a surprise for you.
Mm-hmm.
Biggie Ben Como update. What's up with Biggie Ben, huh?
Uh-oh.
Well, in the segment, What Are You Doing? And we got a My Man segment with T-Babes.
That's right.
We got a Let's Go segment with me and T-Babes.
Mm.
Let's go, bruh. That's a new segment
new
right
segment.
There.
Brand new.
New segment. And T-Baby, you got a little special surprise for both the guests.
Yeah.
2 days in a row, correct?
I got a special surprise that I'm about to spit right now.
I don't know, but let's tell them what happens today.
Yeah, first let's tell them what happened today.
Let's tell them what happened today on September 13th, 1996,
yeah, T. Go tell them.
On September 13th, 1996, rapper slash actor Tupac Shakur was shot and killed in Las Vegas, Nevada. There have been rumors of who the murderers may have been. The obvious one, Biggie Smalls. That rumor has been around since the 90s and been proven false. Last year, T-Baby, officers said Suge Knight, producer of Death Row Records, killed him, and people found out that it was false as well. Tupac, not only known as a rapper, but a poet and an actor. He has done a movie called Juice with Omar Epps, T.
That's right, Tupac. Obviously very well known in the rap game, considered the best ever by some, not by me, but he is great. He is fantastic. He did a lot for the game. He's got beautiful poetry and lyricism, and it's a shame he was taken too soon, and it's also a shame we don't know really what happened.
I don't know, T. It seems like Tupac may be the best rapper in the game, better than Jay-Z, better than Biggie.
It's highly debatable.
It's not debatable
at
all.
It's a case closed that he's the best ever. Think that?
Tupac, best ever, best
I'll say
in the
this.
Game.
Tupac was great. He was fantastic. So was Notorious B.I.G. It's a shame they're both not with us anymore, but their music is immortal. It has carried on, and it's still they're still releasing songs. Tupac had a newly released song the other day, so
yeah, it's
these
called
guys
Baby.
Are incredible.
It's called Baby, I'm Back.
That's right.
But T-Baby, are you back?
I am back in the studio.
Are you? Because T-Baby, I hear that you've been working on some music. A new producer, DJ Juice.
That's right.
And DJ Too Mellow?
Yep, I'm T-Baby. You can see my website at www.mlb.com/tbaby.net/org and __tbaby. And if you didn't get that, then listen to the show again. That's my website where I have all my memorabilia and my goods. You have a question?
T-Babes, that doesn't make sense. You said you're on your website.
Yeah.
Is www.tbabymlb.com/__org.com.
Yeah, and there's some other things in there. But yeah, I rap. I do, in all seriousness, I love to rap. Do spoken word poetry. So I wrote a little something-something for you. I actually wrote a couple of something-somethings for you. I'm going to do one now, and I think even a bigger surprise later in the show.
Bigger.
But yeah, if you know me, you know I love to rap. I love to spit. If there's a battle, if there's a poetry slam, if there's anything involving wordplay, book me. I'm there. So here's a little something for y'all. You ready?
Book 'em.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. This is what I said.
What?
I said, I'm not crazy, I'm just Tom Brady with vision of an open field. Making my motives clear, slaying opponents here, leaving them with broken shields. Authentic flow, if you don't know what's real, you better check again. I'm too nice, no one can be better than I treat rappers like vampires, I never let them in. Sacred flow, I break the mold, I will rip your men to shreds. Amazing quotes, rearrange your whole army if they want to play again. I make pressure slight, I'm Mayweather fights, you can call me the main event. No more crutches when I'm throwing punches, I will start to break and wreck. You should just save your breath, there's nothing you can say to me. My wordplay, I'm basing it with blatancy, lacing it creatively. Never one to appeal to what's mainstream or their agencies. I'm too brave to be made to seem like that. These chumps will never fight back. Their bootlegs, I'm IMAX. My nice raps are light crack. I rise past your negativity. You're way too simple, based simplistically. I'm blessed as an angel, but fatal with a speech to face the industry and recreate it instantly with amazing dignity and fateful symmetry. Each line, I say it viciously. Each rhyme, I make it riveting. These guys are way too jittery. I have a deep mind with insane conditioning. My level's the highest. Devilish rhymes get embedded and connected to your head and your spine. Just stop listening to those irrelevant lines, or I can turn this into a definite crime. I'm 50 steps ahead. You can't contend with the direction I climb. Your defenses get fried if they step to my side. I speak to the spirits and message divine. No literal, but you fools are tremendously blind. Don't listen to haters because enemies lie. In multiple facets, my energies bind. My past create lights and my memories shine. I am a psychological guardian. I endlessly guide. If you step in my ring, you better be nice. I'm too sick to spit. No sense telling me quite twice. I'm a crazy intellect and a menace that's bright. So hot, I stand in arc-like locations and start melting the ice. The deformities you possess have nothing on the mutated genetics I splice. I command my rhymes to grab weapons and fight because my lyrics are beyond comprehension. There's no hope of measuring mine. I spit for the stars and rep for the stripes. Conquer the kings and defend with my might. I'm up in the clouds incredibly high, never falling down because I depend on my pride. You guessed that I'm hyped, and I'll never falter. I test the waters and impress with honor. You don't see me in the cipher, your set just squanders while I assess the text and bless the proverbs. If you step, you're goner. See how your squad reacts, because my echo is the only time I want to hear talking back.
Oh, get out, get out, get out, get out. It's hot in here, it's hot in here, it's hot in here. Just like this track, it's hot in here.
Hot Woo! Track. This is why we do it live, though. I slipped up like 2 or 3 times.
Hey, T, you did it live. And T, you did it live. You did it live.
I did it
Screw
live.
It. We'll do it live. Screw it. We'll do it live.
I did it live.
Shut up. But you did it live, T.
I did.
Shut up. You did it live, T.
Right, I did.
It was great.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Probably the fastest you've been.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Fastest.
Yeah.
But it was solid. I heard every word.
Yeah. I'm trying to speak with more diction when I do. I'm kind of mad I slipped up a couple times.
No, you shouldn't be
I'm trying to not
solid.
Slip up. But hey, ladies and gentlemen. That was a live little verse. So I'm human. I mess up a little, but hope you liked it. Hope you enjoyed that.
If you've seen the 49ers beat the Seahawks, Raiders beat the Broncos, then you haven't seen T-Baby deliver that verse. Crazy. What was that? What's the title of that, T? Title, T.
The title of that is Pure Rap.
Pure Rap.
That's what it's called. I just literally made up that. I don't really name my stuff. I just write it, perform it. Like, because I'm more into, honestly, I like, when I do stuff on the show, I usually write raps. I compose raps. But I'm more of a spoken word poetry guy. Like, as you know, me and Pete.
No,
yeah,
no,
great friends. Spoken word poetry. So I usually, like, memorize my stuff. I have it well rehearsed. So when I perform it, it's usually more flawless than that.
But this is just
a little rap verse. But I mess with rap, mess with poetry, all kinds of stuff. Anything with words, rhythm, rhymes, that's my thing.
I don't know, T. Off the air, we're going to have 5 callers call in for T-Baby. And the number for this station is 415-482-3587. If you like T-Baby's rap, please call that number. The first 5 callers may have a prize if they call in 415-482-3587. Again, you are listening to What Are You Talking About with DJ P-Yob and
DJ T-Baby.
T-Baby, we're going to do a little quick interview with you.
Is that fine? That is perfectly okay.
T-Baby, question number one of the whole rap game.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, probably best lyrical rapper I've heard in this city, San Rafael.
Yeah, it's me? Is that what
that's you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Probably the Bay Area. The Bay Area rappers don't got nothing on you.
I appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm serious, dude. Because T-Baby, if you listen to what the American rappers have to say, they like, I mean, not American, I'll say Bay Area rappers like, oh, I get shady, be all shady. I'm telling this, that's my lady.
Yeah.
They talk about stuff like that.
Yeah, they rap, but they don't really say anything.
But the thing that's,
you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, T. But the thing that's different about you is that you compose stuff and people may think, oh man, this guy's aggressive. I know you heard this before. People think, oh man, this guy's aggressive. This guy's angry. But when I listen to it, I don't hear that at all.
Yeah.
I just hear little lyrical content about a boy's life, about what inspires him, what motivates him.
Mm-hmm.
T-Baby, can you explain on that?
Well, first of all, I appreciate that because that's really directly what I go for. I think like the kind of stuff I do at its maximum point, it can be called like intense because it is intense. But, like, intensity sometimes can have a negative connotation when it comes to, like, rap. Because some people have said to me, like, oh, you're too dark. You're too aggressive. Like, why? Like, but this is, honestly, I'm pouring this stuff from my heart. This is what I feel. Like, and this is just the kind of stuff that comes out. Sometimes I feel as if I don't even have a choice. It just comes out. You know what I mean? It's like, it's either a burden or a gift. It's whatever. It just comes out. And this is what I deliver for you. But, yeah, a lot of people have said, people have said it's too aggressive. It's too dark. But I also get people who say, oh, it's beautiful. It's deep. It's creative. It's imagery. Like, so I get both sides of the spectrum. But when you do anything, you're going to have people who love it and people who hate it. That's just the nature of life.
Definitely.
I mean, you got haters. You got lovers. You got all kinds of people. So,
T-Baby, there's going to be people that hate this show. There's going to be people that hate your rap. There's going to be people that hate me.
Exactly.
But the thing is, T-Baby, what do you have to say to these haters? Because I know, you write up sometimes when you're in the dorm room and you write about these haters.
Yeah.
And what motivates you, what inspires you.
Well,
what do you have to say about these
haters?
Honestly,
like, people would, when I speak on this, people say, like, what haters? Like, you're not even in the rap game. How many haters do you have? But honestly, you'd be surprised. Like, when you even, I've been writing raps and doing raps since I was about a freshman in high school. So that's about 7 years. And there's been people who have criticized my stuff, which is fair. But honestly, a lot of the hatred towards my stuff or the animosity kind of fuels me, because some of my lyrical content is about like the haters and the naysayers and whatnot. And it fuels me. And like I said, no matter what you do, you could be the best of the best, the worst of the worst, or just in the middle. Someone's always going to try to find dirt on you. They're always going to try to bring you down. So my mindset is kind of, you take the good with the bad and you hope for your best. I just do my thing. And I hope I perform it well, and I hope people like it. You know, like today I performed this, I messed up, but hey, that's part of it. Sometimes you slip up, but I still think it was a good piece, and I hope the listeners enjoyed it.
But T-Baby, you are opening up more rap opportunities here at Dominican. You perform.
That's right.
You perform spoken word poetry at Perceptions. When's Perceptions, by the way?
There was a Perceptions last Thursday, so not this Thursday, but the next, every other Thursday there's a Perceptions, which is held in Chili's Cafe. And it's like spoken word, it's rock music, it's all kinds of stuff. But yeah, like you said, like when I was in high school, I rap, but I usually did it to like myself or my family. I wasn't really out with it until I became a member at Dominican University. Now I rap and do spoken word poetry like all the time, and I love it. I mean, outside of my friends and family, it's kind of my main thing. Like people here on the Dominican basketball team, Dominican volleyball team, like I feel like I'm doing spoken word. That's my thing. You know, that's my input to all of you people out there.
So T-Babe, you said you got negative impact here at Dominican, but you also performed elsewhere, outside of Dominican. I mean, Dominican events.
What do you mean negative impact?
No, people say dark.
Oh, yeah. Well,
dark
so only a couple. Honestly,
a couple.
Like, Junior, I did Mr. Penguin.
No.
Some of you know, it got a lot of praise, which made me really happy.
I mean,
I'm not an arrogant guy. I think I'm pretty modest, but
modest guy.
If people are coming to me and saying, oh, your piece was great, it was deep, hey, I'm going to take that to heart, and I'm very appreciative of it.
That's where I was going to.
Right, yeah, but a few people have said, oh, it's too aggressive, it's too dark. But you know what? Screw them, honestly. Who cares? Who cares?
But T-Baby, this is where I was going. Great song right here.
Slaps.
But anyways, where I was going right here, T, was the Mr. Penguin. I was talking about things outside of Dominican, like the events you did. I think you did a walk, a cancer walk, AIDS walk,
last year, the main thing that got me going was the Mr. Penguin event, because I was in front of a solid crowd.
Very.
Biggest crowd I've performed at. So then I'd already done Perceptions a few times before that, but then Mr. Penguin really got me going. And I performed at some sort of fundraiser last year for cancer awareness. I performed at an event for Dominican Voices. I performed a couple times off campus, one time in Novato. And yeah, I mean, it's nothing like too big. I'm not doing anything groundbreaking. I'm not going to like blow up the industry or anything, but I'm doing my best. And I mean, my main priority is college, you know, but I'm just kind of doing this on the side, and it's always going to be a passion of mine. So, you know, got to follow your dreams. It sounds corny, but you got to do it.
Got to do it. Got to do it. Like, you got to pick up that quarter right there. Free money. You got to do it.
You got to do it.
Got to do it. I found $20 the other day. I got to do it. I got to pick it up.
You got to do it. Yeah. And I'm hungry, honestly.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
If anyone knows of any events out there, I'll be there. You know, come see me. I want to perform anywhere.
But T-Baby, I got to go. I'm going to go more to the relationship things right now.
Okay.
Rap game. Rapping.
Yeah.
People like guys that rap.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to the lady situation here, T-Baby. You're very, very attractive, man.
I appreciate it.
Very attractive, man. White chocolate. I'll call you that.
Okay.
Female should like this guy right here.
I don't know, man.
T-Baby, you got to have girls, man. Girls should be surrounding you right now, T, with the rap game.
Well, I mean, P, I'm just sitting in here with you right now. So. Right,
come on, T. But how's it with the girls, baby? I know you could be getting some.
Come on, you're putting me on the spot.
Come on, T.
It's all right. It's not as glorious as it may seem.
You lying, T.
I'm not lying. That's what I was telling you earlier. When I do stuff like this, a lot of time it's just me. It's me writing it. It's me performing it. It's me going back to my room writing it again. Like, I have people praise it. People don't like it. But a lot of times it's just me.
So you don't do it for the money or for fame or
the women. I don't make money off of it. You know that.
T.
Here's the thing, P.
What is it, T?
There's not too many, like, people who are just, like, spoken word performer. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Like, a lot of the guys who are out there, they're, like, they're poets, but then they're teachers. They're authors. You know what I mean? They're educators. There's things of that nature. So I mean, if you're asking me what my goal is, which I know you're not, but I'm just going to say it anyway. My goal is kind of to be a performer, like
a
well-known spoken performer. And then I also want to get into writing, maybe get into teaching, you know. Well, because I'm not going to, I like rap, but the rap game, I mean, when you look at the guys who like have the kind of style I do, the underground guys, the gritty guys, the hungry guys, they don't make it, like economically.
They don't.
But then you have to ask yourself what's important. Like economic success or intellectual success, intellectual creativity. And the underground guys are creative. They have, you know, they have incredible flows, raw lyricism. Like, they don't maybe the greatest production value, or they don't have the beats as good as guys such as Kanye or Jay-Z. But, you know, I go for lyrical content and like passion. That's what the underground guys have. And that's what I try to bring to the table.
That's what I like. T-Baby, you're gonna be back for the next show, right? End of the show.
End of the show. It's going to be a little bit different style. It's a remix to something. I'm not going to tell you what yet, but it's a remix to something. Stay tuned.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first here in DU's hit music station, radio.dominican.edu. That was DJ T-Baby. I'm DJ P-Yup. We take a quick commercial break. We got the debut of a new DJ. Please tune in, radio.dominican.edu. Hit us up.
My name is Drizzy, and I ain't perfect, but I work hard, so I deserve it, and I belong, right where you see me, ain't on the fence about it, I ain't Mr. Feeny, nah, I got a decent set of manners, and a job that fills up any empty schedule or planner, and I fall in love with girls caught up in superficial glamour, who dress like Sarah Jessica, and live like Princess Diana, so often they have addictions, and I'm the one that'll feed it, but truly you're bad enough that y'all don't even really need it. You could show up at the party on dirty public transit, and I guarantee the cameraman will still be snapping candids of you and your posse partying, drinking what you get handed, with your Virgin Islands hands all looking like you just landed. I don't really understand it, I'm not sure I'm comprehending, but these girls are having fun with whoever's money they spend, it screaming.
I got the big unstoppable. Hey, you don't. is reason I'm almost perfect, and I work harder than hard working. Bizarre circus, that's when my balls surface. Therefore I act the clown. Even when I'm laying on my back, I'm never backing down. So overstand me, I got a condo in Miami, and my doormat is always sandy. And I run Louisiana, but I've never pulled a hammy. And I got a condo in Atlanta, and I always wear a bandana. And when it comes down to spotting you boys, it's just button. And I'm swinging for the fence, your girl hanging from my your girl singing to my like ha la 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 pop. And she say I get that better than a designer shop, and she say I pick that better than her gynecologist. Just text me about it, was mood. Oh, young, I be like, damn, all I got is one.
Baby, I like it. The way you move on the floor. Baby, I like it. Come on.
Yeah. You gotta get whatever Keisha Cole. This is DU's hit music station radio. Dominican.edu. DJ P-Yob.
And DJ T, baby. Some great songs you're playing there.
You think so?
Yeah, quite the playlist.
I'm the music director here.
On your iPad? You bring your iPad in here?
No, I think MacBook.
Oh, MacBook Pro?
MacBook.
Okay.
I call it iMac.
IMAX? Or
IMAX. Okay. No, IMAX theater's bad. But we got a great person to explain that to us.
Yeah. We got introduce him. Why don't you introduce
him? Hold on. There's a big story behind why I brought this guy in.
Okay.
Everyone wants to know what has happened to Biggie Van Combe. Quite a character, Biggie.
Oh, poor Biggie. Yeah. Yep.
But, well, he will not be returning this season, T.
Real? Is that right?
No, he will not be returning this
Thank
season.
Thank the Lord.
Are you serious? He gets us all our listeners.
Are you talking about Big E or Big A?
No, Big E.
Oh, Big E. Okay.
Big A. I don't know. I don't know anyone named Big A.
No, that's his French. He's a French rapper?
Oh, that's his distant relative in France.
Okay. Yeah, Big E. Yeah, we miss Big E around here.
Oh, man. Well, people who don't know Biggie Van Combe, he was the nephew and prodigy of Biggie Smalls.
Mm-hmm.
Biggie Van Combe was a rapper, producer, actor, and a movie director. What happened to Biggie this week?
I noticed
though?
You said was.
Was,
past
yes.
Then, so he's no longer any of those things.
Because T-Baby, he's in a coma right now.
Is he?
He's traumatized.
Biggie.
Biggie Van Combe's, I think, almost past dead, maybe.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't know how to explain this, but I seen him in the hospital. He looks bad.
You seen him? You visited?
I
you
visited
didn't
him.
Call me?
He's in Daly City, T. Seton, I had to drive him there after the contest.
You know Biggie's spirits would be lifted if he saw my face.
I don't know, T. I showed him a picture of you on my mobile phone.
He started crying.
He said, no, go to radio.dominican.edu. Listen to What Are You Talking About with DJ P-Yob and T-Baby. He said that, then he just fell asleep right after.
Did he? He did. Oh, Biggie, you son of a gun.
I don't know. Well, here's a good person to explain to him.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the debut of DJ Chicken.
You mean B-Flow.
B-Flow, you told me to call you Chicken after lunch today.
It's B-Flow.
I thought it was DJ Ham Sandwich.
Yeah. Was it Ham Sandwich Chick?
No, it's just simply B-Flow.
B-Flow. But Chicken, you told us last time that it's DJ B-Chick.
Yeah, B-Chick.
B-Flow. Yeah.
You didn't include the flow in there, Chick.
Okay, well, I'm including it now. Thank you
very
much.
Well, we're flying off the seat of our pants here, aren't we?
Okay, so B-Chick-Flow. Here we go.
B-Flow.
You got
okay,
that.
DJ Chicken, yep.
Biggie right now has head trauma from a hot dog eating contest.
Oh, jeez.
And he has a phobia of Wonder Bread.
Really?
Yeah, he has a phobia of Wonder Bread. I mean, Chick-Flo, why Wonder Bread?
The Wonder Bread, I'm not really sure, but I can explain a little bit about that little hot dog eating scandal.
Yeah, what's the word with Biggie? Did he really choke in a hot dog eating contest? B-Flo? Chick-Flo?
Okay. He was taking on that guy. I forgot what his name is. Something Kobayashi, that Japanese dish sounding person.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut. Yeah. Not Kobayashi. Not the Japanese guy, Chick.
And he was taking him on. And out of nowhere, the last hot dog comes up.
Oh.
Biggie's downing it. And all of a sudden, he just can't finish it.
Jeez.
I swear to
Biggie?
God. I swear, that hot dog was a quarter centimeter larger than the one the Asian dude was eating.
Wow.
No, Chick, Joey Chestnut's white. He ain't Asian.
Hey, I don't know this Kobayashi fellow.
So is it Kobayashi or Chestnut, Chick? Yeah, I get the story straight here.
I'm
Biggie.
Not sure. It was
it's
a skinny
friend.
Guy that ate a lot of wieners.
You hit me, I hit you back, Chick. That's how we do it here.
Oh, I know Kobayashi. Yeah, he's pretty buff, actually, Kobayashi.
No, he's very
skinny.
No,
his arms are buff, a big stomach.
No, he's got a big stomach.
Him and Chestnut are the two best competitive eaters, I think.
B-Flow, Chick. Well, who do you pick? Chestnut, Kobayashi?
Kobayashi.
Who do you pick?
A Chestnut, he's won like 8 years in a row, hasn't he?
He won a milk eating contest.
Milk eating?
Eating, not
eating.
Drinking.
He ate
the
milk.
It was hardened?
Yeah, actually, DJ Chicken actually gave him the milk.
Okay,
chocolate.
Well, we're getting carried away here. We got to be serious with Biggie because it's a serious matter.
Okay, what's up? What's up, Chicken? So he was downing the hot dogs. What happened?
Downing the hot dog. All of a sudden, he couldn't swallow it. He kind of jerked his head the wrong way and banged it on the table.
He never has trouble swallowing.
Yeah. I mean, he normally swallows hot dogs in a second.
Yeah, especially with a jerking motion. That's
weird. And he's jerking it like head bobbing motion, too.
I guess it was just too much jerk on this one.
God, it must have been a lot of meat.
Yeah, jeez. It couldn't fit in his mouth. God. All his mouth, long and lengthy.
That is explicit.
It's not. Yeah. Chick
in terms
laughing.
Of what happened, B-Flo. That was explicit. B-Flo.
So, B-Flo chicken?
Chicken? I thought it was Chick-fil-A, like the bowl game.
Oh, yeah, Chick-fil-A.
B-Flo.
Okay, R-Truth. So, yeah. So, B-Flack.
B-Farino, yeah.
Yeah,
B-Farino.
B-B-B-B-Flo. What do you, Biggie was a sex addict. How did you meet him?
We really don't talk about how I met him.
Why is that, B?
We just don't talk about it. I don't think it's appropriate for radio. Yeah,
the past is the past.
The past is future, what I say, chick.
That's incorrect. Well, the past can repeat, history can repeat itself, but the past is the past.
No, so. The past is
we
the
know
past.
What DJ B-Flo is saying.
It's B-Flay, I think.
I think it's B-Flay.
I think it's B-Flay. Bobby Flay.
Oh, Bobby Flay.
B-Flo.
Okay. B-Flo.
Okay, Flay Flo. What's up?
Well, yeah. Biggie used to have a little bit of a sex addiction. Not sex addition. Well, sometimes he had a little addition to his sex.
Yeah. Adds to his racks on.
Right.
But he was a dick at one time. I'll tell you one thing. This guy got ass no other.
Yeah. Jeez. All kinds, too. Girls, guys.
Yeah.
It was
animals,
ridiculous.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
He was into anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
I think there was one time he did it with a car.
I think I saw that.
I saw that. It was live on TBS, chick. Yeah, chick. How'd he do it with a car?
He said something about the exhaust pipe and he liked the smoke.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez, chick.
Chicken providing details.
Yeah, so, chicken, you did say he does anything. Did he hook you up with any girls? I mean, if he's hooking up with cars and different kinds of asses, I'm pretty sure he can hook you up with guys and girls, chick.
Oh, no, not at all.
No? Why is that?
Just like his food, Biggie doesn't share.
He
doesn't share tea.
Yeah.
Remember that time we ordered Domino's pizza? Ate it all.
And I'd like to add, it's not difficult to hook up with a car.
Yeah.
It's defenseless.
I mean, and chick, I mean, he only has good cars, you know, Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce are good too.
What else? I'm pretty sure he has
Ferraris.
He lent you one of his cars, B chick, right?
He lent me a car to drive. I don't know about the. I didn't want to learn what the exhaust pipe was. So
At least he let you drive his car, right?
Yeah.
Did he let you ride him? Or?
No.
No, okay.
No, that's too much of a ride for me.
Oh, jeez.
Chicken. That's explicit. We're on air here. All right. But, well, B-Flo. I got it right this time. It's B-Flay?
B-Flo.
Okay. Flack. Did Biggie's addiction to crack cocaine and codeine syrup put him in this state of a traumatized comatose? Did it?
I don't think so. I think it more...
No?
I think the drugs more helped him lose some weight, actually.
Did it?
Yeah.
T, you agree with that?
Yeah, and he became more of a free spirit at that point.
T, I hear you gave him those drugs.
No, I'm not an enabler by any means. I might have given him some contact information of where he could find drugs, but I had nothing to do with
that. But it's because he was actually sick. He was suffering from coughing. He was coughing a lot, so he gave
him may or may not be directly linked to his current situation.
He was coughing from that wiener.
That's right, that hot dog eating contest chick. All right, well chicken.
Flo.
Flair.
I think I can help with the B-Flo-Flay dilemma.
What
I
is
think
it?
It's B-Flay with, you know, three E's on the end.
B-Flay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flo with one O.
1-0? You sure about that, Flo?
1-0.
Listen, Flea, what made you decide to be his manager? We forgot to tell everyone. This is Brandon Chicken.
Yeah, we should have said that earlier.
Yeah, this is his real name, Brandon Chicken. I'm pretty sure that's his name. I don't know. Is it Flores?
I just go by Flo.
Okay, Chicken. What made you decide to be his manager? I know you loved Biggie. You ate a sandwich with him, but he didn't share you a piece at all, but... Yeah, explain what made you decide to be his manager.
Well, mainly he ate the sandwich. I just kind of watched him take it from my hands.
She's defenselessly watching.
Yeah.
Let's see. Why would someone pick up a guy like him? Well, he's got a lot of...
potential?
How do I put this?
Let me bring it. Movie director, actor, singer, rapper, model, producer.
He's been called the P. Diddy of his generation.
He is.
Yeah. Like I was, he has a lot of a presence to himself. Yeah. And the fact that he looks like 10 years younger than what he actually is, he'll be doing movies till he's like 50, acting like he's 40.
That is true. That is very true.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, whoever doesn't know who this guy, B-Chick, who doesn't know who he is it B-Chick or B-Flo? B-Flay?
B-Flo.
All right, so whoever doesn't know who B-Flay is, this is Biggie Bencomo's manager. We'll say it once and for all, manager. Why Biggie Bencomo is not on air, I'll tell you why. He did suffer from a hot dog eating contest. He's in the hospital. He's in a mental state. He's right now.
He is in a bad state. And just to remind everybody, you are listening to What Are You Talking About on radio.dominican.edu. We have a special guest, DJ B-Flow, a new guest. He's making his debut tonight. And P-Ab and T-Baby.
Yeah, that's right. It's DU's hit music station, radio.dominican.edu. B-Flow in the house tonight, ladies and gentlemen, explaining Biggie's state of mind, I should say. So, B-Chick, we
Flow.
Hear...
B-Flow.
Flow.
Yeah.
We hear that... Well, what you didn't really discuss what made you become his manager. Why is that, B?
Well, let's see. He's actually a really good guy, and if a little known fact is, you know that movie that just came out? What is it? Bucky Larson?
Oh, jeez. Looks great.
That movie was inspired by his life.
By Biggie's life?
That is Biggie's life right there.
You think so?
I can see that. The movie's supposed to be awful.
Explain the movie, B-Rabbit. You said that Bucky Larson's supposed to be Biggie Bencomo. But if Biggie Bencomo is all these nice producers and what's the movie called? What's it?
Bucky Larson?
If that's supposed to be a terrible movie, what made you decide to be his manager?
Well, originally, we're trying to get him to be the star of it. But instead, the producers wind up getting this other guy from Blades of Glory with Will Ferrell or whatever.
Yeah.
Whoever gets their crotch grabbed, that's who wound up taking the part from Biggie, so...
So Biggie got his crotch grabbed and he got the job.
He didn't get the job.
Did you grab his crotch, Chick? Or
no, I did not.
He did not. And this just, and I think we've received some information. When Biggie had this former life he used to have, he went by the stage name of Bucky Bencomo.
Bucky, huh?
Bucky Bencomo was his name.
So B-Flow, you made money for Bucky Bencomo. Did you changed his name for a bit to Bucky Bencomo?
It just sounded a little better than Biggie, because at the time he wasn't so big. He was more muscular, if you could believe it.
Wow.
If you could believe
he was skinny, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe that, B-Chick, that Biggie Bencomo was skinny. What made him gain so much weight? Can you explain that? You're his manager. You've been here his whole life since he was 12?
I think it was the sex with the cars.
Jeez. Yeah, I've heard side effects from that.
Having sex with cars makes you gain a lot of weight.
Yeah, it is good. It is. But in all seriousness, B-Flow is just incredibly rich because of Biggie.
Yeah, he's
anyone
really rich.
Associated with Biggie just makes money out the you-know-what. I mean, B-Flow rolls in the cash.
Here, let me tell you something about B-Chick. This guy,
B-Flow.
Okay, B-Flay. This guy is a millionaire. He produced Entourage, which makes a lot of money. And you're friends with Mark Wahlberg, B-Chick. Can you explain that?
Oh, Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg. You produced The Fighter.
Oh,
congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats.
He produced The Fighter.
He's the manager of The Fighter.
I don't know if movies have managers.
No, and the thing is, Biggie Bencomo was actually head producer, manager, makes money. B-Flow, millionaire. Look at him in his Lamborghini parked outside of this radio station. B-Flow, explain.
Well, Mark Wahlberg, he's a pretty cool guy, but I actually met him through Biggie.
Yes.
Biggie tried to pick a fight with him at a bar.
Bad idea.
Bad idea for Mark.
Yeah. Oh, really? Jeez.
So, okay. But here's the details. It's on AOL.com. Biggie's not the one that fought. You're the one that fought because you're great at Muay Thai.
I wouldn't say I'm great. I'm pretty decent.
He's pretty good. His specialty move, the high knee.
It's the high knee.
The flying knee.
And here's another reason. What people do not know, if Stuart Schlorn is listening, this is Biggie Bencomo's biggest fan. Stuart Schlorn, I'm telling you, B-Flow really was sparring with Biggie, training him for martial arts, and he kneed Biggie in the face. It was a lucky shot, B-Flow, because Biggie undefeated. He's 41-0, and your record is not that bad itself. 35-6. You actually made a lucky knee shot to the head, and you beat him.
Yeah, I don't know how I landed that knee.
This is amateur Muay Thai in Thailand.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I want to know. How did you land that knee? I mean, it's on AOL.com.
Mm-hmm.
Thailand trip. How did you land that knee?
I don't know. I was actually getting beat down pretty badly by Biggie, and then all of a sudden I saw my opening and just instincts kind of kicked in.
So, all it takes is one, really.
So this is how it happened, ladies and gentlemen. Picture this. Biggie Bencomo and his manager at a fight at Thailand. This is a $1 million fight. Biggie Bencomo tried to land a right overhand right to B-Flow's face.
Yeah.
B-Flow just grabbed him by the neck, did a Muay Thai clinch, then just smacked him right in the head, and Biggie was out.
Right in the grill.
So B-Flow, I mean, I look at you. You're buffer than me. You're buffer than T.
I mean, congrats on that, because Biggie is not easy to get. He's very, very quick.
So B Flip, you're a great guest. Stuart Schlorn and also Hunter Schlorn really like you. These are our managers here, B. What a great tip for them to be great managers.
A great tip to be a good manager? Huh, let's see.
B Flip.
Treat people the way I treat Biggie.
How did you treat Biggie, Flo? How'd you treat him?
I'm the pimp, he's the hoe.
Wow! Wow! That's the first time I heard that. That Biggie Ben Como. I hope you're okay. I'm sure he wants a rematch, but he's right now comatose.
Sounds like my Friday night, right?
He's comatose, B-Flip.
No.
Explain to the producers again how he's comatose. It's because of a hot dog eating contest, but what's up?
The hot dog eating contest had something to do with it. You know, after he got over his sex addiction, he couldn't really swallow wieners.
Oh, jeez. That's been known to happen to the best of us.
Yes, it has.
All right, so B-Flow, serious talk now. You're a great movie guy. That's why we brought you here, for movies. The only reason why we brought you here, not because you're Biggie's manager, another reason we brought you here, but it's because you're great with movies. We hear you're also a great movie critic and director. What movies do you recommend our audience to watch? Because we talk about everything here. So movies right now to watch.
Probably the best movie to go out there and watch right now would be The Warrior. Warrior. The Warrior. It stars Tom Hardy from Inception and Joel Edgerton from Smoking Aces. Mm-hmm. And essentially the story is kind of like The Fighter in a way, except apply it to MMA. Mm-hmm. And essentially Tom Hardy is an ex-Marine. He has some ghosts in his past, comes back, gets trained by his father to compete in this mixed martial arts competition. And his brother, who's played by Joel Edgerton, doesn't know he's back, doesn't know he's competing, and is currently feeling the depression as some of us are right now. And he decides he needs to go in and fight for his family. Mm-hmm. So they're both the underdog story, and they're both rising to the top. And from what I've heard, it's one of those stories where you really can't decide who you're backing or who you think's a good guy, mm-hmm. because both of them just have a good enough reason to be there and a good enough reason to do it that you don't want to see either one of them fail.
That's an incredible synopsis. I actually saw the movie. It's just like that. It's a great movie. And it's like B-Flo said, you're rooting for both guys all the way to the end. You don't know which one you're going to pick because they both get you. It's a great movie. Definitely see it.
So B-Flo, you're attracting listeners here. This is incredible. B-Flo actually trained Tom Hardy to get that buff. Yeah. Look at this guy. And he's jacked.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen the movie, Tom Hardy is jacked. His shoulders are huge. His neck is huge. He's shredded. He's tatted. He is a savage in that movie.
If you're thinking Tom Hardy, imagine Patrick Willis in the studio right now, except that B-Flo's white, part Mexican, a little bit of Spanish, and 2% Filipino. Mm-hmm. B-Flo is jacked. Biggest Filipino person I've seen in my life. He's bigger than Dave Bautista.
Yeah. He's like a Terrell Owens type.
Yeah, yes.
Just shred it.
So, B-Flo, can you flex your chest for us? Try that.
I don't want to rip this shirt.
Oh, okay.
I like this shirt.
Got jokes?
Hey, check the sleeve. It's a little torn. Did you tear that with your biceps or what?
Oh, just a little bit.
Just a doing bit? Curls. But back to Warrior for a second. Yeah. Again, I got to speak on it because I saw it with my mother, Con Mi Madre. It's an incredible movie. It's so good. Because you would think in like the sports movie genre, there's nothing more they can do because all the cliches have been thrown out there. But honestly, Warrior rewrites those cliches. It does have its cliches, but they do it in an original way. You really have to see it to believe it. It's absolutely fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen who are not listening, who just tuned in, you are listening to DU's hit music station, radio.dominican.edu, and listening to What Are You Talking About with DJ P. Yob.
DJ T, baby.
And special guest?
DJ B. Flow.
That's right,
and
B.
Flow. It's B. Flow, not B. Flay. We might be confusing the listeners by calling them 1,000 names here.
Okay.
It's B. Flow.
Also, I should not be getting your name right. Is it? Let me get it straight. It's B. Flow.
Flow.
There's a D at the end of it. B. Flood.
There's an O.
Okay, I should not mess with this guy, T, baby. This guy could hit me. He's a Muay Thai artist.
Hey, you know what he did to Biggie? I mean, he'll give you that flying knee right to the mouth and pop, you go down, knockout.
All right, B-Flow. Can you explain to us how to train for mixed martial arts? Because I know you're trying to be a trainer.
Tell us, B-Flav.
How to train for mixed martial arts. Pretty much learn as many mixed martial arts as you can. Do as much cardio as you can. And just have the dedication to do it. just keep sticking with it.
Very good advice.
And ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a shout out to my big brother, DJ Juice. That's right. This is our thing. He's known as Jay-Z. I'm Kanye West. DJ Juice has his show called The Hotspot. It's every Monday, 7 to 8.
So oh, that's fine. I'm not in the, you guys get to be Kanye, Jay-Z. Who am I in that picture?
You're Eminem. Oh, okay. You're yourself. You're yourself, T-Baby.
Okay.
And B-Flow's the manager.
Yes. He is.
He's the future. Future.
Yeah, the future.
Future.
Future of the rap future. Game.
So B-Flow, can you give us a little funk in this? Can you give us a little rap skill?
Oh,
right
don't
here?
Put him on the spot.
Come on. He could rap. This guy's jacked if he could rap.
That doesn't make sense.
Come on.
I don't rap.
He doesn't rap. Have you been listening to the show? He's a manager. He manages Biggie. He manages careers. He doesn't rap. He is not a rapper.
So B-Flow, come on. Give us a little rap here.
I'm not a rapper.
Oh, that's a good line. Okay.
That's a great line.
Okay.
Oh, kill it. Say it one more time, B-Flow. What you got?
I'm not a rapper.
Oh, let's go. Let's go. That's the best line of all time. Are you also a music producer?
Just a little bit sometimes.
So rapper rock. I know you're not a rapper. You said that too many times, but
I think he was the producer of the Blueprint, Jay-Z's hit album.
Yeah, this is, and he was the reason Linkin Park and Jay-Z combined to do a CD.
Yeah, he knows both groups or the group and Jay-Z very well.
I don't like to gloat a little bit, but maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
How much dough did you make, B-Flow?
You see that small insignificant car parked behind my Ferrari out there?
Actually, no, I don't see it.
Hold on, wait, it's very dark outside. Wait, let's go.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, geez, I'm tapping the mic. Jeez.
Is it yellow or?
That's the yellow car from Transformers.
Jeez.
You got two Ferraris out there.
Yep.
Or is that a Corvette? I don't know. Is it?
One, there are two Ferraris and a Corvette.
One for him, two for the girls. Right?
And who are the girls in your car,
yeah,
B-Flow?
Jeez. Is that Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Maybe.
And Eva Mendez? What? Jeez,
what the hell's Kim Kardashian doing out there? She's with Chris Humphries. How'd you get her here?
Jeez.
It's not Kim. It's Courtney.
Oh,
dude, she's hot, dude. Yeah. Not Chloe T.
Oh,
Courtney.
Okay, I was thinking of Lamar.
Oh, no. I don't want to deal with Lamar's
wife.
Ugh. Jesus.
But she's a nice lady. She's a nice lady.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, B-Flow has just left the building. Hey, Kim. Hey, they're waiting for you, B.
Yeah, get out of here.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, bro.
No problem. Happy
great.
To be here.
Yeah, great segment. We're happy to have B-Flow. He'll be on again real soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, B-Flow, who do not know him, is the manager of Biggie Bencomo and has trained Tom Hardy in the movie The Warrior. Ladies and gentlemen, we're taking a quick commercial break. This is DU's hit music station, radio.dominican.edu. Listen to What Are You Talking About with DJ P-Yob and
DJ T-Baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we out.
Yelling, I thought you pull out a gun and hit four. But you's a scary dude. Okay. Believed by very few. Okay. Just keep it very cool. Okay. Or we will bury you. Oh. See all that attitude. Who's a necessary dude? Cause you never carry. He's not even sweary cute. What? You got these people fooled. What? Who see you on the tube? Whatever try to crew. What? They see you on the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to DU's hit music station, radio.dominican.edu. Show, what are you talking about with DJ P-Yub and
DJ T-Baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, DJ T-Baby hit a killer verse in the beginning of the show. He wants to end it with a little mainstream hip-hop here.
Yeah, why don't you introduce it a little bit, P-Yub?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know who Krayshawn is, rapper from Oakland, has beef with Rick Ross. Rosé. DJ T-Baby wants to put Rosé in his place and give a little shout out to his girl Krayshawn.
That's right, big Krayshawn fan. She's a young female rapper from Oakland. She's got Gucci Gucci, famous song. It's got about 18 million views or so on YouTube. So she's up and coming in the rap game. I just wrote a little remix to it. I didn't do the chorus or anything, but I wrote a couple of verses. So
I'll start the chorus. Gucci Gucci, nah nah, Gucci Gucci, yeah yeah.
Something like that.
Okay,
yeah,
go
yeah.
ahead, D.
All right. I put that on my squadron. I put that on my on the galaxy. T-Baby, sickest flow. You cannot cross paths with me. Yeah, you can see the belt, but you can never touch it, though. I'm chilling in the rap game, always feeling comfortable. Bitch, you ain't no army. You rep your crew hardly. Soldier, warrior, call me Tom Hardy. Largely factual, lyrically compatible. See me in your dorm room, writing all these savage flows. Get me if you want a battle. Get me if you seek defeat. Take you on one verse 1,000. I don't even need my fleet. I'm in the cypher spitting. I got the best quote, serving all these rap. Rappers, you can watch them get their neck broke, yo. I'm sicker than infections and diseases. I'm slaying all you rappers. I'm just beasting.
T-Baby.
Yeah.
You did a little mainstream right there. That's
mainstream. I like Krayshawn. She's cool.
If you could be a mainstream artist, would you go out and date her if you had the chance?
I would.
Little T-Baby.
But I'm not, I don't think she'd bass for that team.
T-Baby, you killed it. You killed that verse. It's a mainstream. It's something you got out of your shell. You normally do underground hip-hop.
Yeah.
But now you went mainstream here.
And she's lyrical. She's decently lyrical. So it's, up my alley.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a special guest in the studio. Little DJ B from Redwood City. What's up, DJ B?
I'm good. How you boys doing?
Doing good, man.
Doing great.
See, the thing what people do not know about DJ B, Redwood City guy, big giant fan. Big Giants fan.
Huge fan.
So the thing about DJ B, he actually went to many Giants games, and he also met a couple of Giants. He met a couple Giants players. He met Brian Wilson. He met Pablo Sandoval, and he got their autographs on a ball.
Is that right?
It's right. B?
Yeah, of course. You guys want one? I could hook you up.
Let's get it.
So DJ B, your show is Sports Report. Can you explain when that is?
That is the Sports Report. I'm going to bring you everything you need to know about sports on Tuesdays from 6 to 7. In fact, I'm going to hit you with a little Giants update right now for everybody out there. I'm going to let you know Giants are actually up 1-0. Yeah, they got a run. It's a nice little change.
Okay.
And it's the bottom of the second right now. Let's see if maybe they can scratch another one across.
Yeah, I'm surprised they got a run on the board. That's infrequent for them.
Yeah.
To put up any kind of offense.
See, the thing is, DJ B is actually in the hunt to catch the tailgate with most listeners. It's possible. DJ B, freshman, youngcomer. What's up, man? You think you could catch the tailgate?
Man, I can give it a shot, but that's the tailgate right there. I don't know about that.
I don't know. Hey, young studs.
Sports are sports, right?
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, that's a Hornstein and Beal we're talking about.
That's true. And
right
we don't want to put any pressure. No, we don't want to put any pressure on the young man.
No, these guys are vets. DJB's ready to go. He's ready to go. And so
that's right.
So DJB, I'm pretty sure you're a big Giants fan. Favorite player on the Giants, and then after the second question, Giants young stud that has the most potential.
Well, I'm a Matt Cain guy myself. He just goes about his business, gets it done, and I got to go with Gary Brown for the big up-and-comer. Coming out of San Jose right by Redwood City, go watch his games, and watch him at Cal State Fullerton. This guy can fly. I'm telling you, man. He's going to be big.
What's his name, buddy?
Gary Brown.
Oh, I know who that is, man. They drafted him in the first round 2 years ago or last year?
Two drafts ago.
But he's got the information. He's like Tim Kirchin right here.
Oh, man. This guy's Tim Kirchin. Tim Kirchin. Is that... You call him Tim Kirchin.
He's a great call. He's one of the best insiders in the MLB.
Barry Larkin.
No, he's a better analyst than Barry Larkin.
I guess. DJB, young stud. Be sure to listen to this guy. This guy will be on Tuesdays
from 6 to 7.
All right, DJB, how about this? We're going to put you on the spot right now. Young studs need this experience. Mm-hmm. Tag the station. Let's go.
All right, you guys are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned for the tailgate with Hornstein and Beal, and I'll talk to you guys then, too.
This guy's solid.
Very solid.
We got to work with this guy.
Great read, yes.
I like him.
Yeah.
T-Babe, I like
great
him.
Great information, great
presence. I think if this guy's a pitcher, I'll say he's going to be a Gagne type. It looks like he's got good stuff.
Oh, watch out.
Gagne in his prime, though, not like with the Brewers.
In his prime. I think this guy's got good off-speed stuff, and he could throw a 102. I'll say 102 mile-per-hour fastball.
I think you're losing everybody here, but I get you.
Thanks, boys.
All right, so DJB, thank you for stopping by to the studio. I hope to hear from you soon, man.
Hey, that's the plan. Thanks for having me on.
All right, no problem. DJT, baby, you dissing the Giants all the time.
Yeah, I'm not a Giants fan. You know this. I hate the Giants. Last year was a fluke. We all know that. But they still deserve to win, because even if it's a fluke, you still deserve to win.
But you know who are Giants. These Lady Penguins, who are going to be at volleyball tomorrow at 8 o'clock at the 7 o'clock.
Prime time.
Conlin Center, prime time. And I think our own DJB might be at going to that game. Maybe not. maybe not. This guy's a young stud.
It's a 50-50 thing.
This guy is calling it. We got the news first from Stuart Schlorn.
Okay, and he's a great insider.
So Stuart Schlorn, good insider.
Schlornstein, I think.
I'll go Schlunner Schlornstein.
Okay, yeah, great information. But yes, back to the Giants for a second. Yes. I don't want to hate on the Giants. I don't really like baseball, honestly. So it's hate towards everybody.
T-Baby, it's time for my man. What's up, man?
My man?
What's up?
My man. You want my man segment?
I want your man.
You want my man? You know what my man is this week?
Who's your man?
Did you watch Monday Night Football?
I watched Monday Night Football.
Did you see the show Tom Brady put on?
Oh.
Did you witness that?
500 yards.
Tom Brady put up over 500 yards.
Nasty.
He killed the Dolphins single-handedly, picked apart their offense, and that's why this week, Tom Brady, you are my man. I think he's actually, who is he? Like, he's dating some Victoria's Secret model, so her man. But in the context of the show, he's my man. He put up four touchdowns, I believe, over 500 yards. One of the best quarterbacks of all time.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's incredible.
That was T-Baby's man. I got a new segment. It's called Let's Go, Bruh. Donovan McNabb. What's up, man? How you doing? Donovan McNabb, new Viking quarterback. Donovan McNabb. I'll say it again. McNabb. First pass as a Viking was an interception.
Bad start.
Then he went for the game 7-15 for 39 yards. Let's go, bruh. Come on. McNabb, step your game up.
Hey, but come on. We know McNabb's not in his prime, so let's cut him some slack.
Let's go, bruh.
He was nervous, you know.
Let's go, bruh.
And the critics are hating on him. Critics have always been hating on McNabb, so I'm going to give him a break. But, yeah, he's got to improve.
Ladies and gentlemen, what people don't know is that the tailgate is up next. What are you talking about? This is DU's hit music station, radio.dominican.edu. DJ.
T-Baby.
DJ P, y'all. DJB. DJ B Flow. We headed out.
Yep.
Check out the tailgate next on radio.dominican.edu.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned.